Hey there, just a heads up, this podcast is for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff, think spicy language, mature themes, and topics your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, enjoy the ride.
Welcome to Hacking Love, deepening commitment through open relationships. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Anna. We created this podcast to explore the transformative power of ethical non-monogamy and how it can deepen connections in modern relationships.
We've been through it all, divorce, heartbreak, and figuring out what real commitment looks like. Now we're here to share our journey and the lessons we've learned along the way.
Whether you're experienced in open relationships or just curious, we want this to be a space where we can dive into real conversation about everything from swinging to polyamory.
We'll talk candidly about jealousy, desire, emotional growth, and radical honesty. Basically, everything that comes up when you step outside the conventional rules of love.
And if you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us reach more people.
Absolutely. And we'd also love to hear from you. Our contact info is in the show notes, so feel free to reach out with your thoughts and questions. We'll definitely get back to you.
So let's dive in. It's time to hack love and discover what truly authentic connections look like. Welcome back to Hacking Love,
episode Yo guys.
29.
29, almost to the big 30.
I know, it's pretty big.
We just keep pumping out content for you guys. We hope you like it.
Just like you keep pumping into me.
You're getting way ahead of us now.
Well, you just got back home. So
I did. So you guys know the ending of this one. So let's just go ahead and turn this one in.
No, that'll be the foreshadowing.
Yes.
And okay. Then you'll hear about the rest of it at the end.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's perfect. So what we wanted to talk about on this one is that you had gone out of town for the last almost week. Mm-hmm. And as has happened before, as soon as you go out of town, there are lifestyle events and different invitations that happen. And so I end up going by myself. So one of these... We had Superman and Wonder Woman. They didn't know you were going to be out of town. They texted us saying that Wonder Woman was going to be...
In a performance.
And did we want to come watch? And you said you were out of town. And I said, I'd love to go watch.
And it was your birthday.
And it was also my birthday. Yes. And
let's talk about the texting first, because...
Okay.
He said, hey, why don't you just... We can be your date tonight or something like that. Very innocent. And I said... Something innocuous, not really getting it. And then he side texted me and said, hey, I feel bad. I should have asked you. Sorry about that. And I'm like, oh, no, it's cool. Y'all are friends. And then I thought about it. I'm like, wait, what's the plan here?
Is there a plan? I was missing any plan.
Yeah,
was envisioning actually just going with him, even sitting with him and their kids, which they did almost come, actually.
Okay.
But I wasn't thinking of it as any sort of play opportunity, as just going to support my friend, bringing her flowers, watching her
perform. I wasn't either until I got his text. I'm like, oh, why would he be worried about asking me that? It was a very innocent request.
The problem with this couple, and I feel like maybe Superman in particular, he's very cryptic and
yes,
sarcastic. And so sometimes you can't tell when he's serious and when he's not. And he doesn't say things very clearly.
We're always guessing.
We were always guessing about what he means. Yes. I think I don't find that so much with Wonder Woman, although she's just not as... I don't know. Do you find that?
A little bit. They're both like that.
Yeah.
Cryptic and a little bit unclear. They'll make a joke that we don't get, and then we'll think about it later. Oh, that was funny, sarcastic kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's funny. It's always fun. They're good people.
Oh, definitely.
He side texted me, and I hit you up, and I'm like, what's going on here? I think he's planning to be on a date with you. And so we started talking about that. Oh, this could be a separate date.
Huh?
And then I think a few more texts came through that kind of confirmed it. That no. There was a plan behind it. We were suspecting there's a plan behind
there,
it.
There was no plan.
Well, but there was a plan to fuck you. There was no plan on how to do it. But there's a plan like, okay, Anna's going to be single. She's coming to this thing. And then he's going to take you to dinner first. And so I guess that's the end of the texting. And we're thinking about how it's going to happen. By the time we were done and the event came, we were both assuming that... This is a date.
You were assuming that, actually.
You were too.
There was actually nothing in the text that assumed or discussed sex in any way. It was go to dinner, go watch the performance. That was it.
I was reading through the lines, and I was pretty much right.
Pretty much. You were reading through the lines. Yes. I wasn't. I was thinking multiple things. They have small kids at home. There's no way we could play at their house. I had kids at my house, so that's not a possibility.
But then we talked about using my house while I was gone.
True. They don't know that's an option.
Right.
So, and also, it just seemed like if he was assuming that sex was going to happen, that he would have made more of an effort to state that up front. Whereas I felt like there was nothing sexual at all.
Consistent with his cryptic messages.
Yes, right. Exactly.
So we didn't know, right?
We had no idea.
But
it was just,
by the time you left, we were assuming a lot.
You were assuming.
Maybe we just planned for that eventuality, and so what are we going to do about it?
You and I were talking about it leading up to it, just in case. But
yes, and what, it became a reality.
But my what I remember is that your assumption, based on all of the vagueness, was that sex was on the table. My assumption, based on the vagueness, was that it was not on the table. So right. I was defaulting to, there's no way they could be expecting this, or he could be expecting this, if he hasn't even discussed it with me. Like, we have no location. I have no chance to bring a go bag. That just seems illogical.
Yeah, we were thinking about logistics.
I was thinking about logistics. Yeah. It seemed illogical to me. So, and also, they know, I've said it many times, I do not stay out late. And this performance was going to be over at like 10 o'clock at night. I'm done by then. So by the time dinner and the performance happens, I'm going home. That's just how I work. And so I had multiple reasons to believe that this was just a vanilla hangout. But you, and I get it, if I had been on the other side of it, I mentally would have wanted to be more prepared for you to be having sex with a person. So I would have been wanting to think of it more that way, because yeah. Mentally, I would just want to be prepared for that.
That's a good point. Maybe I was preparing myself for it.
Yeah.
So my thought process on this was, okay, so how do I feel about this? Because this is a separate date. I'm not in town. With a guy who's totally into you. And I was trying to figure out how I felt about it. It took me a while to process it. And then at some point I was like, it's her birthday. I've been with them before. I've watched him fuck her before already. I trust him. I know him. I trust her. And at some point I said, happy birthday. Do whatever you want.
You did.
I was like, okay. And so I started preparing myself for, she may be well fucked tonight by someone in a totally separate country. And how do I feel about that? And what I started to realize is it was really starting to turn me on. And I've not been like that before.
That's kind of new for you.
It's new. Now, you've been that way for quite a while.
A couple months, maybe. It's been new because I went through so much jealousy. And then all of a sudden something happened. And the flip switched. And now I'm like, jealousy equals massive turn on for me.
Right.
I'm like, make me as jealous as possible. The hotter, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're channeling our jealousy. And this was a big one for me. This was a momentous occasion for me because I was really excited for you.
Oh.
And of course, I was very on it. Like, I was following your Find My, trying to figure out where you were while you were driving. And oh, they're at the bar now. And I was getting the play-by-play from our technology. And I gave you a few items to think about or demands.
You did.
I did. So they were, number one, tell them I have a hall pass because Aiden's out of town and it's my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all. We don't need to talk about discussions or anything we talked about. Just, yeah, I'm good tonight. Number two was, do you remember?
That you wanted me to take video.
Yes. I want video of this.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all get down, I want a full video, not just like a clip. I wanted a full video.
The whole thing, start to finish.
Yeah, start to finish.
Which we knew he'd be okay with.
Right, yeah.
Because
we know he likes the video.
Mr. Film.
Yeah. And number three was,
that I stay in touch, which I did.
Oh, yeah. That you have to text me every time you go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Because I knew she'd have to go to the bathroom every couple of hours, and I'm going to get a text, and I'm going to get an update.
Yes.
Let's talk about going out there. So you tell the story from when you were driving out there and then what happened along the way and all the details. Don't jump ahead, just all the details.
Okay, so got ready to go out. I'm just wearing like jeans and boots, like you would go out to, your daughter's dance recital,
right? I got a picture. That was not a dance recital outfit.
Oh my gosh, I would have worn that to my daughter's dance recital, 100%.
Yes, you probably would have.
And so I'm driving out there. I end up being like 15 minutes late. So he said at one point in text that a friend of his, a male friend of his, would be joining us for dinner. And I didn't know if Wonder Woman would be at dinner or not, or if she'd be prepping for the show, or if it would just be me and Superman. And then he said this other man was going to be joining us too. Yes. He didn't say whether...
Well, oh, wait, there's another guy involved.
Exactly. Just
throwing another wrench into it with...
No clarity. He didn't say if this guy was in the lifestyle, if he was partnered, if he was vanilla, nothing. And so I just said, hey, great, no problem. And maybe I should have just asked more questions, but also I just didn't want to assume that anything was happening. And I'm just not... I tend not to be the chaser. I would like to be chased. If he's interested in sleeping with me, he needs to tell me and act like it and mm-hmm. make a plan and tell me what the plan is.
And in my mind, I was, he is making the plan. This is the plan.
It was not, that needs to be way more explicit.
The other guy showing up, I'm like, wait, he's a friend. We didn't know who he was. And so I'm like, okay, this complicates things. So wait, there's two guys involved now. And then, and then Superwoman will be there. So there's, now it's a foursome.
Right.
And so that was amping up my... horny-sidedness.
Nervous, jealous-sided.
Yes, jealous-sided. Yeah, jealous-sided. And so everything's ramping up as you're driving out there, and you're like horny, like you were already horny before you even left.
I was horny all day, yeah. Like beyond horny.
And you're on fire, and you're telling me, I'm like, she's wet going to this thing. I'm sending my fiance off, horny as fuck, looking hot, two guys totally wants to fuck her, into an opportunity on her birthday.
So, where you feel like you can't tell me no.
Yeah, there was no saying no to that. It's someone we know already that you're into. It's her birthday. This has to happen.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but that's a big one for me because if you've listened to our podcast, you know that separate play has not been my number one goal in this for either one of us. But you've been telling me for a while now that turns you on, and now I get it. I get how that uncertainty can drive... a sexual charge, and it was turning me on. And I was at this retreat in Mexico and was just on fire, and I was checking my text while people were talking all the time and checking Find My to see where you were. Totally checked out. And yeah, but I was super turned on.
Yeah, we were in contact all day, both so turned on and both masturbating all day, like constantly, like teenagers. We totally did.
We did. I think I jerked off like 3 times.
I think 4. Yeah, it was insane.
Okay, so the scene is set. We're horny as fuck. You're driving out there.
So I'm driving out there. So what's interesting is I will agree that he had a plan, but my plan, the explicit plan, was a very vanilla plan. There had been nothing talked about with sex. For you, you think he has a plan that's hidden, and you're reading between the lines that he has this other plan,
right?
Which I get. Yep. And but
I gave him way too much credit,
but to me you did. And yeah, to me, like, that's not the way to get me into bed, is by laying out a vanilla plan and then ambushing me with a sex plan at the last minute. That
makes sense.
Yeah. And yeah, if you guys are listening out there, it's much better to be upfront and honest and
directness
is so appreciated. So driving out there, he's there, the other guy is there, and he introduces us, and I still don't know if this guy is lifestyle or not, so I keep the conversation pretty neutral until one of them says something that I interpret to mean he could be lifestyle. And so I just looked at Superman and I was like, is he? And he goes, oh yeah. And I was like, okay, now we can have more interesting conversations, right? The three of us. And Wonder Woman was not there, so it was just me, Superman, and this other guy, which we might have to come up with a name for him, but he was really sweet, actually. Dirk. We can call him Dirk. Although
he has a reputation.
He does, but he probably wouldn't like that.
Yeah,
he's,
true.
He's one of the sweetest.
How about people? Dirk Diggler?
Dirk Diggler.
From Boogie Nights.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but like Dirk
well, he's
with
not gonna hear this.
Dirk with a heart of gold.
Yes, there you go. He does have a heart of gold. He was very sweet and
he
very
was
nice.
Super sweet.
And he's known around the lifestyle circles as having a giant cock.
Apparently, yes. And so,
which also threw me off.
I know.
I'm like, wait,
because exactly.
You told me that you went to the bathroom and sent me this text. And I'm like, wait, now the single guy has single guy in the lifestyle is a giant cock. This is ramping it up.
And
even
he's
more.
Single. He's unpartnered.
And he's single. Yes. So I'm like, oh shit.
And he used to date Hot Girl, which is a
that's
whole
right.
Other thing.
Hot Girl from our past episodes.
I know, it's so funny. Anyway, But he was so interesting and so sweet and not at all aggressive or creepy.
He didn't flirt or anything, right?
No, yeah. He was just lovely. He was really honest and open about his experiences and his life in general. And he started in the lifestyle fairly early, and because of his talents, had gotten recruited by a lot of couples to be a third. But in the end, he kind of found it a little bit empty, I guess. You know, he would go to parties and everyone leave as couples, and he would leave by himself. And so I think he's really at a stage of his life where he values connection and doesn't want to feel just like a stunt cock. And I get that. As a woman, I definitely want connection, mm-hmm. for sure. And I definitely don't want to just feel like a random sex toy. I want to feel like I'm a person appreciated for who I am and that someone is attracted to all of me. And that is what feels good to me and actually allows me to be attracted to whoever I'm with. That's a huge part of the attraction is being treated like a human.
And for me, I have zero sympathy for a guy with a giant cock that has a problem with it. However, I do get that would be, if you're an emotionally connective person and you're a sweet person and people just want you for your cock, and it would get empty after a while.
Yeah.
It'd be fun on the way. But I can see how that ultimately would be maybe something that would be a little bit not as
satisfying.
Satisfying, right?
Yeah, exactly.
With zero sympathy.
But zero sympathy. But he was really sweet. He definitely didn't bring up sex or try to get my number. I ended up getting his number afterwards because I wanted to send him a book recommendation because he and I were both working on like people pleasing and stuff. So I sent him a book, but.
People pleaser with a giant cock.
I know, honestly.
That will get you in the situation.
Absolutely, the sweetest man. Anyway, but
he went to the bathroom at some point.
He did.
And then you talked to Superman about what was going on that night.
A little bit, yeah. So I was like,
You said, what's the plan?
I said, what's the plan? Is he Wonder Woman's date? Is there something going on? And he said, no, he's not her date. Apparently they have slept together in the past. But I didn't get much more information about that. I said, at some point, I think I made it clear that I had a hall pass, but I didn't know how that would work because we don't have a place to go. And I would be interested in a separate date with him. But
what you said is you looked at him and you said, I'm interested in this, like yeah, me and you.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Essentially. And he said he would be interested in that, but would have to get permission from Wonder Woman, which they have played separately. He has played separately before. I don't know if she has. And so I don't know if it just didn't go well the one time that they did it or if that's just not their thing. Who knows? But what I was trying to do that night and with all my future interactions, honestly, in these kind of situations is to just be really clear with who I'm with about what I'm interested in and what I'm not. And then just no pressure on the other person. But that's what I'm willing to do and interested in doing. And if that doesn't work, no problem. Because the truth is, and I said this later on in the night, like you and I are at such a good place. Like the lifestyle is really fun, but I think at this point you and I could both take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. So if it's not, as we've gone on in it, we've both developed and figured out what it is that turns us on the most and what we want to do versus what we think other people want us to do. And so I'm trying to leave off what other people want me to do and just focus on what interests me, which currently is the separate dating. And maybe, you know, I would probably play with them again as a couple if he paid attention to me and wasn't filming his wife the whole time. Which, yes, yeah. I did end up later in the night having a talk with both Superman and Wonder Woman and got to express that, but we'll get to that.
So how did he react when you told him, hey, I'm interested in this and I don't have a place?
He just didn't.
He said
didn't
something
come
about
up
the car, didn't he?
He said, well, I'll fuck you in the back of a car or something like that. But he was just joking. Again, I can't tell when he's joking, when he's serious. But then he didn't come up with an alternative plan. He didn't say, oh, no problem, I already booked a hotel room. Or no problem, I already talked to Wonder Woman and she said it was fine. It was, I'd have to get permission. So he hadn't thought any of this through. There was no plan, exactly like I thought. And this was more of a vanilla evening.
It wasn't meant to be, but he just didn't plan it. He just didn't plan it correctly. Because y'all were talking. Y'all were at dinner talking about fucking each other.
I mean, I guess maybe there are other women in the lifestyle just don't require any notice or planning. They just, if a guy says they want to fuck, they're like, yes, they okay. They might
have made assumptions for sure.
That's a huge assumption.
I mean, he's been with you before, so it might have been an assumption. Yeah, we've done it already, and it's great.
But like, why would you assume that? Well, he knows I like to go to bed at 10. We already have dinner.
I don't think he's thinking about going to bed at 10 because he was talking about going to drinks after. He hadn't thought about your bedtime thing. It's not everyone's thinking about that, right? And
yeah,
he's already, we'll get drinks after. I'm like, drinks after 10 and you don't drink? And
no.
I'm like, how's that going to go? He's not aware of that as much as you think he might be.
He's very aware. He is now. You told him that night.
Yeah.
But I've said it a million times. They know.
I don't think people take that seriously, really. Oh. And by the way, we went till 4 in the morning with them.
We did, but that's
not as die in the wool that you might think he thinks it is.
That was an unusual situation. But so anyway, I got no clarity at dinner is the bottom line at all.
There was an effort to
I was trying to find out, but I also didn't want to be the one making the plan or being the aggressor. I was just trying to get information from him.
I'm going to let you plan it.
Does he even want to fuck me? I can't even tell.
He told you he did in the car.
Yes, but not...
All the signals were there. And then he said something about, I'd fuck in the car if we have to or something like that. And
yeah, but that was just theoretical. And I don't know. It just didn't seem,
So we know there was not a lot of thought or intention put into this on his part.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Which to me is a bit of a turnoff. Right. And I'm like, all right.
Okay. So second thing is he had 2 giant margaritas at dinner.
He did.
Yes. And you're like, oh, and that's already strike one.
I told him this, like, my ideal situation is sober day separate sex with you. And he's like, oh, that's interesting. I'd do that. Like, I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. I was like, I like you better when you're sober.
That's a cool thing to say.
And I do. I do. It's true. I feel like people are more real. It's more connective. I feel like I'm getting full actual buy-in from the person. If somebody has to get totally shit-faced to be with me, I feel like it's a little bit of an insult.
Now, let me interject here.
Yeah.
When you tell a man, my ideal date is separate sex with you during the day sober.
Yeah.
I'm listening to this going, oh shit, this is you talking to another man about fucking him during the day on a date.
Yeah.
And that's new for us.
How did that land on you?
Horn-sided. Or nervous, horny, whatever it is, but like the same mix of nervousness and excitement and horniness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just ramping up even more because you're telling this along the way. So I'm at my hotel hearing this stuff going,
oh my God.
And it was, I have to say, it was hot for me.
Oh my God.
Which is a whole new thing.
I get it. That's how I feel now, but it's, and who knows, maybe I'll backtrack on it and I'll go back into jealousy at some point. I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm glad to hear that because my worst nightmare was for you to be, you know, in another country stressing or feeling ick.
Yeah, no, I really wasn't. I was stressing, but it was a good stress.
I know what you mean.
I'd be like in a meeting and I'd start getting hard thinking about it in the meeting because it was all going on at the same time.
It's so hot. The one time you played separately, it was such a turn on. I was literally masturbating the whole time. Just the entire time.
And that was way early in this.
It was.
So I finally get it now. I told you, I was like, I get what you're thinking when this happens.
It's just...
And I'm happy for it because now I'm like, oh, that whole like burden of worrying about it's gone.
Yeah.
And of course, I'll be very interested in what's going on, who it is, where it is, what's going on.
Definitely.
That's just me, but it still turns me on. So I don't know. I don't know what that is, but it's hot.
It's, for me, it's just that extra, like, in your face of how attractive your partner is.
Yeah.
Because somebody else is desiring them so much.
That's definitely part of it.
And even more so if it's a super attractive person who's desiring them. It makes it even more, like, makes my clit twitch.
Okay, so you leave the restaurant.
Yes. So we leave the restaurant. We all three of us get into Superman's car and drive to the performance. We get there and he does some other substance and a little too much of it, in my opinion.
We can say it's ketamine.
Yeah. And
so he had some ketamine.
And it was just...
Which I thought he didn't like.
And he said before when we played... When we had a kind of soft swap situation at the pool party, he did that and he talked about how it made him not be able to perform. So I was like, oh, if he's doing that, he's definitely not planning to fuck me later. He's had two margaritas, which also affect performance. And then he's doing ketamine on top of that. I'm like, how?
Prospects are dwindling now.
Prospects are massively dwindling. Plus, people can barely speak when they do ketamine. It's not very... a little bit can be connective, but too much is just... People can't speak. They're not present. And so that was disappointing. And I like to be present. I want to connect. I want to chat. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what they're thinking. I want honesty and openness. And how are you feeling? And
he's a little K'd out at the performance.
Right.
And performance ends. She does a great job. And yes. You all go out for drinks after.
Yes. And then there was another.
I was following your Find My to the restaurant. I was watching. Oh no, she's going south now.
Oh, where's she going?
You're driving south. That's not towards your house. And it was towards where they live too on the map.
Oh, how funny.
And I'm like, what's happening here?
What is going on? And so I texted you at some point that we were going to have drinks at this bar. And then it was the four of us. So me, Superman, Wonder Woman, and Dirk having drinks. Or I just had water. But then we had some really good talk. So it was 11 by the time we left. So later than I'd like it to be. But I was able to tell Superman and Wonder Woman my postmortem of after the last time we played. And you guys, the description of what happened there is back on episode. It would have been in December or early January. And it was about priapism because you ended up in the ER. Yes. So it's a really great episode. Highly recommend you go back and listen to that. But basically explaining that my postmortem after that was that 99% of it was amazing. 100% would do again. But that a few days after processing, I realized that I had not felt great about him filming his wife fucking you while he was fucking me, because it just felt like I didn't have his full attention. Right. And Wonder Woman said, I would have felt exactly the same way. That is not the first time someone has told him that. And
so funny to hear.
I know. And I said,
Did you laugh about it? She goes, oh my gosh. That's not the first time we've heard that.
That's exactly. And so I said,
so it's his thing, like we said.
I said, look, you know, if you are more interested in your wife, then fuck your wife. Like, I am not a pity fuck. Like, I didn't say a pity fuck, but I said, I don't need to have sex with anybody else but Aiden. Like, but if I'm going to, I want the person I'm with to really want to be with me and be focused on me. And he was like, okay, good to know. And
which is so cool you told him that. Because we've had several episodes where we've talked about this.
Right.
But how do you tell someone that? And you literally up and told him.
I just
directly to his face, which is another example of you being direct this night when you hadn't before.
Right.
Which is another level up in terms of growing, right? And really doing the things you want to do, which is be direct, tell him what you want, what you did. I want this, you and me. And that's not going to happen with him, by the way, if you're thinking that's going to happen. I don't know him. And then when his wife is there, you're like, hey, you know, if you're with her there, you told him this,
I did.
Which I thought was awesome.
Yes.
And then she was like, yeah, we've heard that before, which is a good response. And so.
And I said, look, you know, Wonder Woman, if Aiden had pulled out a camera while you were fucking him, I would have told him to put that fucking thing away and pay attention to who you're with. And she was like, yeah, good point. But I said, look, no criticism of you guys. There was a lot of substances that night, and she especially was not present in for a lot of it.
I think that's their thing.
Yeah, but that it is 100% their thing. They do like to do that. But yeah, I don't think she noticed that was happening.
Exactly. Correct. So I just really appreciate, and we've talked about this, how direct you were, how you stated what you needed, you stated what you wanted, you stated what you didn't like, even from our previous session with them. And I was just so proud to hear that. I was like, oh, this is so great. You're speaking your mind, where maybe 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, never would have happened.
No.
And I don't want to upset the apple cart or whatever. So that's such a cool example of growth, I think.
Yeah. Well, I've kind of learned that, first of all, the more you speak your mind and say what you think and are honest about your thoughts and feelings, the more you realize it's not that big of a deal and people aren't going to leave you, reject you as often as you think. And even if they do, that's okay. But you also learn how it really helps you feel closer to people and improves the intimacy in relationships. Because if you think about it, if you're not being yourself, if you're not really saying what you think, you're not letting someone get to know who you really are. And I've learned how much I appreciate it when people are upfront and direct in what they want. It makes me trust them more. And so the more I've had good experiences with that kind of on the other end where people just say things and I'm like, oh, it's almost such a relief when they do, because I know what I'm dealing with. It's not a mystery. And we've talked on this episode about how almost stressful it was trying to interpret Superman's intentions and because he wasn't direct. So I've realized that there's good outcomes to approaching it this way.
And as a guy, I can tell you probably what he was doing was, let's see how the night flows, because he didn't really know where I was on it, because I was pretty much neutral.
Yeah.
And then I think when you came in with the hall pass and like you're ready to go, maybe he's thinking, okay, this is an opportunity. How can I make this happen? And then proceeded to get more fucked up. So, okay, so you're at the restaurant or you're at the drinks with all three of them.
When we drove from the performance to the bar for drinks after, Wonder Woman had her car there. So Dirk drove with her and I drove with Superman in his car. So we had some time alone in the car and there was a little kissing, but not much, honestly. And he didn't have his hands all over me in the car. There was nothing showing me that he was interested in me or really wanted me.
Well,
it was
kissed you.
Yeah, but it wasn't, it just didn't feel passionate. Like he really wanted to be doing it. It was just not, I don't know if it was the drugs or if he was just nervous about not wanting to
go too fast.
Lead me on because he didn't have permission from Wonder Woman. Anyway, it just didn't feel passionate.
He wasn't
passionate.
With her. That might be why.
I don't know.
He hasn't made out with you separately, has he? Well, yeah. I mean, we're all together when we're at the bar kissing at that party and all that stuff. So it's, but she's always been around.
That's true.
In this case, she was not even in the car.
Yeah. And look, if you need your wife around to get turned on.
Not turned on.
For me to arouse you?
To really have permission himself to not feel like he was doing something
wrong. I guess
that's a
maybe
possibility.
So.
The other possibility is we just fucked up and he wasn't connecting with you.
Maybe.
And then maybe you weren't putting out that vibe. But again, no clarity.
Like, I like that feeling of like, I need you now. Like,
he doesn't know
hands
that.
All over. I've stated that before. But anyway, and what woman wouldn't want that?
Yeah, true.
Like, honestly. And so, like, he knows I'm interested in him.
But I could see a woman interpreting my lack of assertiveness as disinterest. And it's happened to me a lot.
Yeah.
So there could be that too. So
maybe.
Here we are guessing because we have no direct clarity on it.
No.
And that's fine.
We have
and
no
so,
direct clarity.
But we're trying to read their minds and figure it out. But
I'm kind of wondering now also, like, if really he's kind of monogamous and he requires his wife's presence to be turned on by anybody else. And if that's the case, then I'm not interested in him because that's not enough interest in me to turn me on. Then I just feel like a sex toy.
Yeah. So that's another.
So that's the dynamic.
That's a four possibility thing, and that's the fourth possibility.
And that's fine. That's hot. I'm so glad that
true.
He's. I mean, that's beautiful. They have a beautiful relationship. But what we have in contrast, like we're super hot together, super in love, but you and I are both able to not turn it off, but like focus on who we're with and give them that feeling of being wanted and focused on. And desired
because where they it's not don't just, it's not just the sex for us. I think
it's
them,
not
they have to have a connection, but it really is just about the sex in the event in the experience.
Yeah.
And they have their, I wouldn't say routine, but they have their framework of how they do it.
Yeah.
Which was how they did it with us because that was not something they had done for the first time.
No.
And so, but yeah, we are different in that way.
Which nothing is good, bad or worse. It's just different. And I think maybe that's another thing to think about when you're in the lifestyle is you're going to have so many different couples and there's so many different things that turn you on, turn them on. And you're not only trying to find a personality fit and a chemistry fit, but then when you dive deeper into it, what are the actual dynamics and the play style that works for all of you? And that's where it gets really difficult and where I just start wanting to defer to separate play because I feel like it simplifies it so much. But then again, that's still a play style that not everyone is into. But anyway.
People are just so different. Right?
But what I was going to say is since Superman and I were in the car for a few minutes before we got to the bar, he did ask me if I was attracted to Dirk. And I said, I wasn't. But he was trying to you know, I said, it sounds like you don't really have permission to separate play tonight or ever. And he said, but maybe the four of us. And I said, I'm not interested in that.
More directness, which I love.
And he said, I would love to see you get fucked by Dirk. And I said, that's nice, but I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in fucking you separately, ideally. The day sober date. So it sounds like tonight is not.
Now, at some point, you asked her about separate play.
That was at the bar.
Right.
Later.
And what was that about?
I just said that my ideal date was separate day sober date. And she said the same thing that she said at our last play date with all four of us, was that, we've never really done that before. And it was as if she was hearing it for the first time. Oh, I guess we've never really done that before. And I'm like, first of all, I know you have, because they've told us that he played separately.
But she hasn't.
Yes, I know, but we're talking about him.
Oh, right.
Right? And so I think she's not comfortable with it, but didn't want to seem uncool.
I see.
And didn't want to seem like the wet blanket, which I get. I wouldn't want to feel like that either as the woman. My interpretation, because again, I think she's not being direct, is that she is not comfortable with him separate dating. They tried it once. She probably didn't like it. And I think he doesn't like separate dating because he requires her to be turned on. And so I think that's just not...
Then you ran the potential of me taking her out on a day sober date.
Oh, yes. So then I said, and in addition to this being my fantasy of having a day sober separate date with Superman, my biggest fantasy is for Aiden to take you out on a really nice date, super nice dinner, really nice hotel room, and just fuck the living daylights out of you. And I was like, is that something you would be interested in? And her eyes lit up. Like, she was like, yes, absolutely. And I was like, see? I was like, so it's just think about this. So my thought, and then at some point I said this to Superman, I was like, I think that if you're really interested in the separate date with me, I think the only way this works is that Aiden and Wonder Woman do it first. So if she, whatever...
And how did he react to that?
If she has any discomfort with it, she can get through this amazing jealousy-inducing date with you and see that I'm fine, see that Superman's fine, that we are all fine in our coupledom.
You don't think he would care?
I don't think he'd care, no. And I would probably be incredibly turned on and jealous-sided. But I'm not worried about, and this is the other thing I said to her. I said, you guys seem like the perfect couple for us to try this with, because we've never tried separate dating either, because you are in such a solid relationship and we're in such a solid relationship. There's no threat. I'm not trying to fall in love, and nobody else is trying to fall in love with somebody else. We're super happy with our current partner, but we just want someone who there's some connection with, because it's just more fun that way.
And we've already been with them.
So
I know exactly what to expect. And she would know too.
Yes. And I actually think your experience with her would be infinitely hotter than mine with him. Because
you started thinking about that too. You're like, wait, do I want this?
I was like, shit, I think I fucked this up. Like, they're going to go fall in love and have this amazing connective experience. And I bet he's going to be on drugs and it's going to be mid. So I don't know. No, but either way, I still want it to happen. It's still really hot. And I
wouldn't mind it happening.
I know. You would love it.
This is the one type where Dan, I'm like, I could do that.
She's
very attractive.
Oh, she's beautiful and just so sweet.
No, I really like her too as a person.
She is a good person. And I think would be great about a separate date, just the two of you, is that you could bring her out of her shell, find out what she really thinks about things. And I bet one-on-one, she would tell you. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have the level of communication that we have, even though they've been together way longer and been in the lifestyle longer. There seem to be things they're tiptoeing around. Maybe they talk about it behind closed doors, but I don't think so. Because
doesn't sound like it.
Because it just, when you talk about things behind closed doors and you process them like we do, it makes it a lot easier to just say things up front in front of other people, because you and I know we're on the same page because we've already processed it all.
Right.
Whereas I feel like they're both tiptoeing around things in front of each other because they haven't talked about it with each other before. and they don't know how the other person is feeling or thinking about it. And they don't want to upset the other person or make them jealous. And so that just complicates things, I think. But I think it would be so great. And I think I could do the same thing with him if I was one-on-one with him. I could be like, what's the fucking deal?
You are at that point with him where you're just like, well, yeah, you're straight up, what's up? And yeah, that's so awesome to see. We talked about a potential separate date together at the same time.
Yes.
I think it'd be really cool for us to all go on separate dates.
And the same night.
And we could even say no sex.
That's fine.
Yeah, we could even say,
yes,
I'm picking you up. I'm taking you to a restaurant. I'm going to take you out, show you a great night, and take you home. And he does the same thing with you.
Yes.
And that would be fine with me.
Yes.
Maybe make out or whatever, and that's it.
I love that. That's, we should actually, I would feel comfortable.
We should run that.
Let's
by
propose
them.
It.
Okay. We're going
to propose it. Let's say a no sex, separate date. Same night.
Can't be jealous about that, can you? It could be still jealousy inducing.
It might be. It wouldn't be for us. I don't think
for us.
At
no.
this point,
no,
I think
I'd
we'd be
totally
good. It would just be like a fun little game.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but I don't know. I think it would be telling what their response would be. If that would be jealousy
yeah.
too much for her.
That's a good test.
Then that's a good test.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to do that.
Then let's do that.
Okay, let's do that.
That's perfect. And then it's no pressure. And if that goes well, because I think that's where we're missing, is like you need to dive deep into her and really find out who she is. And I need to do the same thing with him. I could just be like, hey, what's the fucking deal? Yeah, I know behind all this like sarcasm and veiled, what are your actual feelings?
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
What do you want? Are you actually attracted to me as me or only as an adjunct vagina to have your penis in while your wife is fucking somebody else? Because I want to know that. Because that's.
I think he, first of all, he's clearly into you. He clearly thinks you're attractive. And I think he's more worried about her reaction in this. And that's why he wasn't all over you in the car because she wasn't there. So I think there's still some, you know, we've evolved, but not everyone goes beyond the points that we've hit.
Yeah.
And we're doing it because we are so open. We are so compersive.
Yeah.
And I don't feel any threat except jealousitement. You know?
Right.
And so I think maybe we're more advanced, which kind of blows my mind because they've been in 5 years and we've been in a year and a half, maybe.
I don't know if there's, I mean, there's people who say there's really no such thing as like advanced and people just are where they are and they have their different styles that they prefer.
Yeah,
and they
so
just
that,
be more of a preference.
Yeah, it's a preference.
But as far as communication goes, I think there is such thing as a, how deep are you going with each other? Mm-hmm. And, you know, how good is your communication? How real are you being with each other? Because I know how hard it was for me to admit jealousy to you. That was really hard. And I can imagine that that's hard for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And she's also a people pleaser like you.
Yes. But yeah, I've...
Maybe she hasn't advanced as much as you have in that.
I've done a lot of healing on that. But yeah. At the same time, I have older kids and I have more time to process those kind of things where she has younger kids. And when I had younger kids, there's just somebody on you at all times and it's exhausting. I know she's working full time too. Like there's a certain amount of downtime you have to have,
yeah.
especially as a woman, to be able to work on yourself and to think your own thoughts and hear yourself think. And she just may be at an age and stage of life right now where she doesn't have that.
Yeah.
And I certainly wasn't until now.
So they've been in the lifestyle 5 years with little kids.
Yeah.
And they've gotten to a point where they know what they like and they know what's comfortable with them. And for us, we've been able to process past it.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, think about it. Like, we basically have grown kids who don't require too much of us anymore. We spend so much more time together than couples who are in the middle of child rearing.
Yeah.
Do you remember those years
yeah.
where you're just ships passing in the night and you're both working and you're
driving
yeah,
and
I would have
the
kids
loved
around
to go out
everywhere?
And fuck people at that time because I need to get away from it all.
Honestly.
So,
right?
Yeah, it would have been a great relief for me.
But like where your time is split and one's having to go to this sports thing and the other one's having to take the other kid to this, and you just don't have as much time to connect. Mm. And we're just really privileged
yeah.
that we have that. But yeah. I think that because we have, the separate dating would be really nice because we could bring that to each of them
mm-hmm.
and give them things to think about and bring out in them.
And show them a good time.
And show them a good yeah. time.
I think we're doing this.
Okay.
That's our next text to them.
I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I think that's really nice. And I think they would like it.
And we'll probably just completely turn each other on, and then you and I will come home and fuck.
Oh, we're going to have crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
100%. It'll be insane.
How was your date? How was your date?
Yeah.
That would be fun, actually. So let's do that. Okay, so end of the night. How's it go?
By the end of the night, I thought it was so successful because I felt like I was able to state exactly what I wanted, didn't want, how I felt about the last play session. And I felt like it went really well. I didn't feel like I offended anybody.
Which is awesome.
Which is great.
Awesome and that you settle these things. It's just amazing and I love it.
It's really nice. Yeah.
And now you're flex that muscle.
Yes.
Think about it. And you're a fast learner. And you can adapt your lessons really fast.
Yeah.
And the next time it'll be like, oh no, I'm monogamous, so I really like you, but it's not going to happen tonight. But we can go off and find someone else if you just don't want to waste time with me. But I'm happy to sit here and chat with you. You know,
exactly.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, we talked about that because Wonder Woman does feel bad about turning guys down. And she gets a lot of attention at these events too. And we were talking about how I've dealt with that and that how I used to feel a lot of pressure and it was really uncomfortable and I wanted you there with me so I didn't have to deal with it myself, and how over time, I think especially because you're always DJing and I've been forced to deal
right.
with it, been forced to figure out how to handle these situations on my own, and that it's been sort of a blessing in disguise. It was really irritating at first. I was like, ugh. Aiden needs to be here. Like, he should be my shield. But that after a while, I realized I don't need you as a shield. I need to learn how to deal with this myself in a way that I feel good about, that I'm nice and I'm kind and respectful, but that I'm also true to myself and stay in integrity with myself. And I've learned to do that so that I can say, I'm very flattered, but I'm in a monogamous phase right now, or there's a couple we're already playing with and my dance card is full.
Yeah.
And I said that to them at the bar and Superman said, oh, I wonder who that couple is. And I said, I don't know. I don't kiss and tell. Of course it's them.
Yeah.
But that I just say that up front so that whoever is talking to me, if they want to continue to talk to me because they want to be friends with me, and they just like talking to me, that's fine. But if they're trying to find someone to sleep with that night and I'm not going to be it, that they can move on and start to...
Nothing wrong with that.
Develop a connection with somebody else, which is completely fine. I don't take that personally in any way. But I don't like leading people on. I like being direct. And so I just said that and Superman was like, that's a really good way to deal with it. And suggested that Wonder Woman that take that on mm-hmm. and try to do more of that. But right now they turn down going to a lot of parties because... She feels uncomfortable because of the amount of attention she gets and doesn't really know how to deal with it. And he feels like she's too nice and leads guys on or gives the wrong signals. Mm-hmm. And really, it's not her fault. It's not up to her. She does not owe any guy anything. And she's just being a nice person. But it does feel good as being someone who's been in the same situation to take my power back a little bit in those situations and say, I can go to these parties. I don't need to stay home just because someone's going to hit on me. I can go to these parties and I can handle myself and be honest and be kind and still have a social life, which I love. And that's been so much fun because I love these people. I have the best time. They're great friends. And
you know, it's funny because they haven't found that same pathway that we have.
No.
In terms of just hanging out with people and not having any expectations.
Yeah.
And I think they feel they are obligated. And it's probably because of that, because she doesn't want to get hit on and not be able to respond in a way that...
I think she has, unfortunately, slept with some people that she really mm-hmm. didn't want to
yeah.
because of that. And I think that... I hope it was helpful what I said and how I described.
I think you helped them a lot in that whole conversation. You being direct not only was good for you,
yeah.
but it was good for them. And he even said, well, yeah, I feel like my wife could take that up too. And I think you helped them. So your directness is paying off with them, with you, and with me.
Yeah.
I love seeing it. And so this is a great lesson in the lifestyle from where we've come to now being, this is what I want, this is what I don't want, and I'm able to say it, and I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And so that's just really an advancement.
And I respect that so much. That's what I want out of any potential partner in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I want total directness and honesty, regardless of what.
All you'll ever hear is that they definitely want to get in your pants. That's the honest, direct answer. So if you want it, they're going to tell you.
Then I guess primarily from the wives, female spouses. I really want that. And I think it's harder for us as women who've been trained to people please and to consider everyone else's feelings before our own. And so maybe to the extent that I can help encourage my female friends in the lifestyle to take this on and talk to them, hey, this is how it's working for me, and it's actually has not been bad. Nobody yelled at me, nobody called me a prick tease, nobody said you're not invited anymore because you're not having sex. Like, it was universally, it has been taken very well.
And you're helping thousands of people right now who are listening to this.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Superman drives me and Dirk back to where we had eaten dinner, to our cars, and he drops off Dirk first and then takes me to my car.
And you told me Superman's taking me back to my car. I'm like, oh, a lot can happen in a car.
And nothing happened. So it was basically just a sort of awkward kiss that seemed forced, and I wasn't into it, so I got out of the car.
I think it was the ketamine that did that.
Honestly. I guess so.
It's a dissociative, so you don't connect with people, and I think it was a mistake for him to take it, for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Who knows? But I just think he seemed nervous or unsure, or to me, the answer was he had not gotten permission to play separately.
Right. I think that's
He may not have even asked. He may just know Wonder Woman well enough to know that was not going to happen. Yeah. She was never going to green light that night.
And maybe that night he's doing logistics and like, it's not going to work.
That's not going to work. So I just said, hey, you know, I had a great time. No worries. Like, totally get it. And see you later. And that was it. Yep. Got in my car, immediately called you. I texted you first. I said, nothing happened. Yeah. I'm in my car.
And I have to tell you, I was slightly disappointed
for you. I was disappointed too in the sense that I felt like I had done a bad job of...
going out and getting laid on your own.
Yes, that I should have had this amazing experience to come back and make you jealous about and really turn us on so I could get super punished when you got home. And so anyway, but he was trying to get me to maybe, I don't know where we would have had sex because we have kids in the house. So I don't even know, but he was trying to... Would I have sex with Dirk? What about the four of us? And I was like, no, thank you. Anyway, but I felt like I had just sort of failed and that I was boring and that I should have made something work. But the fact is, I was true to myself. I didn't do anything I didn't want to do. I was very upfront about the one scenario that I was interested in. And that scenario didn't work for them that night or ever, who knows. And that's okay, right? I don't not like them. I still like them. And... hopefully they're still like me. They didn't act like they didn't.
No, of course they do.
And I think the end result was, for me, was really positive in that I didn't do anything I didn't want to do. I didn't stay up till all hours of the morning just to be a vagina for someone to fuck. Or because he has a sexual fantasy about seeing Dirk fuck me. That's, if it's not my fantasy, why would I do that, right?
Another good outcome is... you and I talk about it, fantasize about it. We're still horny about it.
Totally.
And I get home today. Ha! And what happens today?
Oh, my God. So we're days. You still were Saturday. This happened Saturday. You got back today, Tuesday. We're days of just being horny, talking about the possibilities. And just me being out with two other men was probably enough.
That was a lot.
Yeah. And then biggest dick in the lifestyle, apparently. So we've just been on fire. And so you called me at some point.
On the way home from the airport.
On the way home from the airport. And you said you were very stern with me. First of all, you'd been leading up to this and we've been talking the last few days that I was just in a lot of trouble and had not been following the rules and had been very slutty going out with these other men behind your back. And that I was going to be punished. So I've been warned. And then you called me on the way home from the airport saying that you were going to fuck me in the ass. And that
let me preface.
I needed to. Okay, you do.
I'll describe it. So I'm on the plane going, I think it would really turn her on if I came in really stern and really boss.
Huh?
And so I didn't call you when I landed, didn't call you on the bus to the car, got in the car. About when I was home, I called you and you're like, "Hi, baby, what's going on?" And I'm like, "Hey, listen, I've got an issue here." And you're like, "What?" I'm like, "I'm going to need you to do me a favor. I need you to take a shower, prep your asshole." And I said, "Do you understand?" You're like, "Yes, sir." And I said, "I need you to put on those white panties I like, panty and bra set, and be wearing that. I'm going to go home and take a shower. I'm going to text you when I'm on my way over. I want you in bed with your vibrator in you." I said, "Do you understand?" And you said, "Yes." And so I hung up on you.
And he hung up. I was like giddy. I was like, "Oh my God, I'm in trouble. He's coming for my ass."
That's right.
Oh my God.
And I turned on my most
dominant, like,
stern-like personality, and I was in character.
Oh my God, you
really
were
really kind of feeling it, because holy you did shit. Get slutty, and I kept thinking about when you were driving out there, and you were telling me you were wet, and you were all ready, and you were horny as fuck, and I'm like, I'm sending you out to this guy when you're so horny.
And I'm telling him I'm horny?
Yeah, and he's telling me everything, and I'm like, I had a little bone to pick with you.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's very naughty.
I get over here.
Yeah.
And you're in bed, and you're wearing the wrong panties.
I opted for crotchless. They were white, though.
But that's not what I told you to be wearing.
I'm rebellious.
Yes. So, being the brat you are.
Such a brat.
Took care of business on that.
Yes, it was extremely hot. You came over dressed. Oh, my God. You were showered. You smelled so good. And, man, mind you, I haven't touched you in the week. I'm dying for you. Dying. You're wearing these, like, Ray-Bans, like, which you kept on in the house, which made you look like a movie star out of somewhere. I don't know. Your head was freshly shaven, so hot. Collared shirt, smelling amazing, tan. I was just like, I'm dying.
You were dying.
I'm dying.
You were really turned on.
Oh, my God. And then you just, oh, God, you, yeah, took care of business.
Yes.
It was really hot.
And I won the trifecta badge.
You did. I won the trifecta. That's my badge.
I get a badge too. I did it.
Okay, fine.
What's the trifecta?
You have now come in all my holes.
Yes, I have now come in all your holes. This was the last holdout.
This is the last one. Out. The last hole that he hadn't come in. So I was very proud.
Yes, I was proud too.
Yes. It was extremely hot.
Yeah.
And it was harder, you guys, because we've talked about since the priapism after the Trimix episode, that Aiden is permanently bigger. Yeah. So, anal sex is harder now. It just is. But fine. It was still, I was just fine. I was just fine. I did my clean out prep and pre-lube and all of that. So it was real, that was helpful.
And I videoed the whole thing.
Yep.
And maybe someday our favorite listeners can watch it.
Oh God. Oh my God. No, these are never getting out. It's bad enough we have a podcast.
Depends on the listener.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
So that was fun. I think I learned a lot about myself again, as I do in this situation that we're in.
What'd you learn?
I just learned that I can be really excited for this, and it could lead to really interesting things for us. And just the jealous-sided turn-on of it is new for me. And I guess we've just been getting there drip by drip.
Yeah.
And I really understand where you are in that, and it really makes sense to me now. I really enjoyed that. I was so fucking turned on for days.
Yeah.
It was especially intense. The day of, I was like, what's going to happen? All that uncertainty. You're like, nothing's going to happen. I'm like, it very well could. And you're going, and you were prepped. And I kept thinking, oh my God, I sent you over there. I sent you. You went on your own over there, horny, looking hot, ready to get down.
I was ready.
With this man. And I'm like, how did he blow it? Like, how did he fucking blow that situation? Well, it was your birthday. What do you need? Yes, we know. We've already gone through the reasons why. But still, to me, I would have spent every minute designing that plan.
Because you have permission. You already have permission and have had permission.
I would have got the permission.
No, I know that, babe. But here's the thing. I
don't blame him for not pulling through, but I'm just saying.
Here's the thing.
It was so primed.
I know.
And it didn't happen.
But he does not have that permission. He does have rules and guardrails. He didn't have the chance to talk to her. And even if he had, I think he probably knew the answer he was going to get. Whereas you've known for months That you have no rules or guardrails on you. So you would have planned because
I'm just disappointed for me and for you.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It would have been fucking fantastic.
And
I
made it happen.
And so I love that. And I think it's rare to find a couple that has no rules on each other.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's really rare. But the freedom that allows you to plan like a real man would.
Yeah, right.
Whereas if you feel like you're, I have to be tiptoeing around a little bit.
It sounds much fun.
Because you haven't been able to have the conversation with your partner about certain things, either because you're worried about bringing it up, because you might step on toes or you might upset them, or you just haven't had time because your life is crazy and there just hasn't been the opportunity to sit down and have that kind of a discussion.
My point is, you're primed. Perfect situation.
I was so ready.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which even you saying that right now still kind of gets me like,
I know.
I was so ready.
I told him. I was like, I could sneak you up my elevator, you know?
Which is even, what?
At some point, because I was like,
you're doing it to me again.
I know. I was like, I could. But then I was like, I just didn't see any excitement on his part. And so I was like, abandon ship. I was like, he said he was down. But then I was like, he wasn't taking that and going, oh, yeah, let's do that. And I think he couldn't say that because he didn't have permission.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Or he's just not that into me, which is also a possibility. I know you think that's crazy. I know that's crazy, but that's entirely possible.
He makes every indication he is. He's not giving us any reason other than fucking this thing up. But I thought that was awesome. What have you learned, though? What have you taken away from this?
What's been really nice for me, you coming around to not really me having any rules either, was really freeing. Because I didn't feel like I was betraying you by saying or doing anything that I said or did that night.
Yeah.
And it just made me a lot more relaxed. And maybe that's why he wasn't so relaxed. Because if you know you have guardrails and you're out with somebody, if I had known that you didn't want me talking about certain things or there was only certain like play that I was allowed to have, like, I think I would have been a little more guarded in how I was, but I was so relaxed. Mm-hmm. And I just said whatever came to my mind.
Which may be why you're being more direct. The freedom is leading to you saying exactly what's on your mind without worrying about it.
Yeah.
I want this, you and me. That's something you probably would not have said.
No.
If I hadn't said, do what you want.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Because I would have felt like I was betraying you. But I was like, I had carte blanche from you, which is new. And so it felt really good. It was just like, oh, I can say what I want and it's not a betrayal of you and we're both on the same page and you know exactly what I'm saying because I'm going to tell you later or I already have told you.
So the freedom is again making you a better person.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
In all my relationships with you and with the people I may possibly sleep with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's great when you're talking about sex, like having everything on the table about everyone's feelings and thoughts and desires is the best way to do it because you want full buy-in from everybody. You don't want anybody keeping anything to themselves. Like, it's a really intimate act. And that's why I feel like that's the stranger sex, which just never worked for me. Cause I feel like there's always something emotional to it. When you're allowing somebody to be inside you, there's always an emotional piece to it. And so I think to take care of everyone involved, that just open, honest communication from everyone is so important. And I think maybe it takes somebody to start it.
Yeah.
Even if it might have been a little shocking. I don't know if it was shocking. I'd be curious to hear. Or if they were happy to hear me say what I said. Or
I think anybody would be just because it's real. And it's honest. Yeah. And if they don't, so what?
And I didn't fuck her husband. I went home. She was probably like, damn. So she was horny and had a hall pass. And she could have fucked Dirk and him and all that. And she said no because she only wants the separate thing.
And what did she learn?
I just went home.
She probably learned I could do that too.
Yeah, right? I hope so.
Yeah,
or whatever she likes.
So we've done a lot of prognosticating and trying to analyze this, which is really interesting to do. It's another couple. We don't know their history as much, but it's been fun to analyze it and to think about it.
Yeah.
And learn from it.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
How do you feel like you've learn and change? Do you feel more comfortable with me out on my own? Like, you kind of learning how I respond to things. You're probably going to be like, ugh, yeah, do whatever you want. You're so boring anyway. Oh, please. You always say no anyway.
No, I think that situation could have gone a totally different direction.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it. It's still jealous-sided, but it's okay. And I just love you so much, and you're just such an amazing person. And I just feel like just the more we do this, closer we get to just all that freedom and all that fun and all that closeness and sexiness mm-hmm. that we have. Just this session tonight.
Oh my God.
Was unreal.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Because we're so turned on by this for the past week.
It's such an amazing hack for. It was literally like I had taken a PT-141 shot and right. I hadn't.
What were you so horny about?
Just the whole idea of the freedom to go out with not one, but two other guys, even just to dinner. Just like this family restaurant, essentially, is where we went to. It was full of kids and stuff. It wasn't even like a sexy. And like, that to me is just, it just makes me feel so loved and trusted by you mm-hmm. and free to be myself. Like I've said this before, unmonitored.
Mm-hmm. Except for Find My.
Except for Find My, yes, that's okay. I use Find My. That's how I knew you were back in town. You haven't called me, and I got on Find My because we have a sixth sense thing with each other. We really do. And so at some point I was working, and then I just had a sixth sense that you were here, and I looked on Find My, and you were, and you hadn't called me, and I was like, what the actual? And then you called me, and you gave me my stern instructions.
You're wondering why I hadn't called you yet.
I was like, what the actual?
I was holding.
I was like, what I actually thought was his plan is to just show up at my door and like storm in and just attack. And I was like, that's hot. And so I immediately got up and like showered and got myself. Because when I saw you were in town and not called me, I was like, oh, he's planning to just come straight over here and plunder me.
That was mostly true.
Mm. So hot.
All right. Well, cap it off. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
It was really
fun. Sorry we didn't give you more of a sexy story, but we don't do sexcapades that much.
I know.
We give you our fails and our mistakes and our stubbed toes in this.
Exactly. Right. Send us your emails, AnnaAiden@gmx.com. We'd love to hear your questions or your own experiences with this or just what you want to hear more of. We can talk about all kinds of things. So
I want to do an episode about Tantra.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Would you guys like to hear an episode about Tantra?
Yes. All right, guys.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.